USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The motive of the suspect in an active D.C. bomb threat is unknown. That's what U.S. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger told reporters.
The driver of the truck told the responding officer on the scene that he had a bomb and what appeared, the officer said, appeared to be a detonator in the man's hand.
He noted the suspect is talking on a Facebook feed while communicating with the police on a dry erase board. Evacuations of some of the nearby buildings have been carried out, including the Supreme Court and some House office buildings. The United States is sticking to the August 31st deadline for the military to be completely out of Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on reports about Americans being unable to reach the Kabul airport, but insisted the deadline will stand. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
While U.S. forces secure the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, the situation just outside the perimeter has been described as chaos. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
In one part of Afghanistan, a rally in honor of the country's Independence Day from Great Britain in 1919 turned into a protest against the Taliban takeover that was quickly put down by the terrorists. Those trying to flee the country have been met with resistance as they tried to make it to the airport to seek freedom aboard one of the U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo flights. At the Pentagon, Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed his frustration.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Due to the global computer chip shortage, Toyota is cutting production of its vehicles by 40%. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As protests continue in Afghanistan, what can we expect from the Taliban?
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate positions it's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Kabul Native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
What I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the Taliban officials who are going on television and radio are saying, that they're changing their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street.
From the USA Radio News, Ohio. Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
In Haywood County, North Carolina, remnants of Tropical Storm Fred have caused floods and power outages. Emergency Services Director for Haywood County, Travis Donaldson, saying two people are dead because of the floods.
We will confirm that we recovered two fatalities. Those identities have not been determined nor released yet.
Over 20 people are still missing in North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.